Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The first baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jose Santiago. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first, with Santiago covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Andrews scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adair moves to third. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Adair scores. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive towards first. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Adair reaches second base with a double. Andrews moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to third for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to third. Scott moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Scott scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy now playing third base. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0 for 1 in the game. Santiago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. AG hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Jones now pitching. Cotton Nash now playing first base. Ed Hermann now catching. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0-for-2 in the game. Santiago strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Andrews strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy takes first base on ball 4. George Thomas pinch hits for Carl Yastrzemski. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews now playing shortstop. Dalton Jones now playing second base. George Thomas now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tardabul pinch runs for George Scott. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones fires over to first and Nash drops the ball. That's an error on Nash. Tardabul moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Tardabul scores. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harrelson scores. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0-for-3 in the game. Santiago strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Tartabull now playing right field. Ken Harrelson now playing first base. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cotton Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Hansen goes all the way around to score. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Agee moves to second. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Walt Williams pinch hits for Steve Jones. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing left field. Rocky Colavito now playing right field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foy strikes out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Cotton Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 0-for-1 in the game. Nash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.